A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has ruled that the Trump administration cannot arbitrarily detain people seeking asylum. That ruling challenges the administration's practice of detaining people who are seeking asylum. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
The lead plaintiff in this class action lawsuit is a teacher from Haiti, Ansley Damos. He has been detained in Ohio for more than a year and a half. In 2016, he fled Haiti, fearing violence and political persecution, and asked for asylum in the United States. An immigration judge granted him asylum, not just once, but twice. But Damos remains locked up as the government appeals those decisions. On Monday, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled that the Trump administration is violating its own procedures by not granting Damos' release. Cecilia Wong is Deputy Legal Director of the American Civil Liberties Union, one of the groups that are a part of the lawsuit.
The ruling in the Damos case stands for the principle that the government cannot apply a blanket policy of detaining asylum seekers for the purpose of deterring people from coming into the United States to seek asylum.
Typically, asylum seekers must pass a credible fear interview to convince authorities that they face the threat of persecution at home. If immigration officials approve that, people are usually eligible to be released from detention while they are waiting to be granted asylum. But according to the ACLU lawsuit, under the Trump administration, that's not the case. In several ICE field offices, Detroit, El Paso, Los Angeles, Newark, and Philadelphia, virtually no asylum seekers were released after they proved they had a credible fear of persecution. Cecilia Wong.
We had a clear record, as the court noted, showing that in these five ICE field offices, there was really a very clear pattern that what previously had resulted in release of asylum seekers at a rate of about 90% based on individualized consideration really dwindled down to near zero.
As a result, Judge Boasberg ordered the government to conduct case-by-case reviews of more than 1,000 other asylum seekers in those five ICE field offices who have been denied release. A spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.